In the two games you played them last year, I think Hakeem and Victor combined for something like 500 yards receiving.
Yep.
I mean, obviously the changes at corner seemingly would prevent that, but I mean, do you sit there and say, stop us? You know, we've done this. Yoshi can stop us.
Well, it's funny. The first game they had a very different approach than what they did the second game. I mean, you have your base defense, but they committed very much to a lot of man coverage and a lot of doubling of Victor and Hakeem, and basically said you got to win somewhere else. And it got even more radical at the end, where they just looked like punt, where you're punting, and they got viced up on Vic, and that's when really Jake Bowden made two great big plays for us that enabled us to come back and win the game. The second game, they decided they still played man, but not nearly as much. The percentage wasn't, and the doubling when they played man was the same, but it was a much, much lower percentage, and it was much more zone and then more conservative approach, and let those great pass rushers, if you can hold the ball a little bit, they've got some tremendous, tremendous pass rushers that maybe they can get to the quarterback and have some success that way. We started off the game, we played great, but then we slowed down the third quarter, and it looked like their approach was winning, and we were only up 21-14. I don't know if you remember, then we made the big catch, and that changed it, the momentum again and brought it back to our side. But it was looking like maybe that different way of going about defending us was working, because we didn't do much the third quarter.
Coach, can you talk about the job Sean Locklear has done at left tackle I know Beatty just got back,
yep.
and Brewer's been in and out. Can you talk about those guys as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. Sean's, I won't say a surprise, but he's been what we'd hoped. He you bring him in here, hopefully he's going to be your third, and he's going to be your swing tackle. With William out the entire preseason, all of a sudden he moved up to the starting position, and has played real well. He hasn't hurt us in the pass game at all. His protection's been excellent. He's been one of the better performers in his pass protection. He's still learning some of the things with the run game the way we do it. So I think he'll get better and better. But he's been a bona fide pro. I mean, we haven't fallen off, because when we've erred, it's not been something that he did that hurt us. So I've been very, very pleased with him. Obviously, William coming back is a huge factor for us to have some depth and then, play it out. This is like, I hate to say it, but it's like his first exhibition game, but, of course, except it's for real. And so you're going to be tentative watching how he plays watching him today. He was excellent in practice, and he volunteered to do some scout work so that he could get some quality work against OC and those guys, and he looked pretty good. So that was an encouraging sign. And then James Brewer's just been in and out and hurting. So, we'll see where he's at health-wise before we make any decisions.
Did you guys ever consider flipping Lockyer and Deal?
We did. We did, very much so. But, right now, again, Sean's playing very well. So, he's been really as good as anybody we've had, pass pro, up there. And that way we can protect, to the other side, and we've been doing that.
Third game of the preseason looked like, you're finding a running game. Wilson was running very well, and then the Jet game, the last game. I mean, do you have any idea what you're going to get on?
Well, I mean, it's something we've been striving to get. There's no question about it, and we got a couple big runs, which was encouraging, but there really wasn't the rhythm that you're looking for. We got it the second half with the second group, but we didn't get it with the first group. But what they were doing defensively in the beginning of the game, they were basically challenging the throw, and we had some opportunities and misfired on a couple of, the third and short. We did two cracks, and where we're trying to seal everybody off and get outside, and we didn't get anything. We lost yardage. So we never I never felt like we got in a rhythm with the first group. So we were very disappointed in our performance. I know all of us were. We had hoped to come out of feeling really good. Okay, we're right where we need to be, and exactly the opposite, happened. But I just think it was one of those days. We just didn't make enough plays. Usually with the first group, at least the way we've been, knock on wood, sooner or later we get it going, and they've been very, very resilient, and we've come back from whatever the circumstances, and I would believe that would have happened in that game. But you only had one quarter and you were done. So it was disappointing the way we played last week.